Subscribe.
This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon, and thanks for being here today. Megan Graham is the Executive Director of Saving Grace Pet Adoption Center. A lot going on. Megan, thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
So, first of all, let's talk about your big fundraiser coming up very soon.
Yes, Pause for a Cause, coming up on August 21st. We are going to be having a cocktail party from 5 to 8 p.m. out here at the shelter. We're really, really excited about it. Tickets are almost sold out.
And talk about what will happen that evening.
So we are going to have appetizers from Alexander's Greek Cuisine. We're going to have live music, and we're going to be doing tours of the shelter. We're going to have a silent auction that's also going to be available virtually for those of people who aren't quite ready to join us in person yet. So we're going to be posting a link to that coming up on August 15th. So that'll be open a week before the event. And then it'll be on display at the event, which is on the 21st. And we'll also have a live auction, a paddle raise. Hopefully we're going to have some puppies. We'll definitely have some kittens and all kinds of fun stuff.
And obviously the fundraiser, big deal. Trying to get it planned, of course, has probably been a little bit of a trick, not knowing exactly what was going to be workable when.
Oh my gosh, Kyle, I don't wish planning a fundraiser during COVID times on anybody. It has definitely been a challenge. We have had, though, tons of people stepping up to help us, including the Optimist Club is coming out to help us during the event. So we're super thankful to them. They've offered up a big group of volunteers to come out and help during the event. We've also had tons of donations from local businesses. We were a little hesitant, you know, because COVID's been hard on everybody, but a lot of local businesses have stepped up to make our auction really, really awesome this year. We've got some great wineries involved, and we've got local breweries. We've even got a cocktail this year, so it's going to be really fun.
And now, do you still have a second fundraiser earlier in the day?
We don't, actually. Thanks for bringing that up. We were initially going to do a pancake breakfast, but back to our discussion about, you know, planning during COVID times, we when the mask restrictions were lifted and when kind of the other restrictions had been lowered, we decided to put all of our efforts into the evening event as opposed to separating it, because originally we separated it to help with social distancing. So because we weren't quite as concerned about that, being that our event is outdoors, we decided to just put all our efforts into the evening event. So there is no more pancake breakfast.
So again, what time is the event on the 21st?
On the 21st, it's 5 to 8. You do need to have tickets in advance, and we are just about sold out. So if you were thinking about buying a ticket, now is the time.
So how much are tickets?
Tickets are $50 per person, and they include the appetizers from Alexander's, and we'll also have two drinks included with that.
So fun time out there. And what's... do you have like a particular aim that you're trying to raise funds for? Is it just overall to help the shelter?
Yeah, so we're actually trying to raise funds to modify our existing veterinary clinic. We're going to hopefully turn our puppy plaza room into our new vet clinic, which will enable us to provide more services for the community and to do more public spay and neuter. So we're really excited about that. If you're at the event, you'll be able to see our plans. We had a little help from IE Engineering to put together our plans on paper, so you'll be able to see what we're trying to do.
Now, obviously, you've been working on making a lot of just continuing to move forward, I guess is the best way to put it, just because there's a lot going on and a lot of potential of things that you want to do.
Yeah, Kyle, it has not been an easy road, but our team has really stepped up and continue to have great ideas for improving our shelter and, like you said, moving forward into the post-COVID, hopefully, fingers crossed, post-COVID world. We've got, you know, a lot of new programs that we're hoping to start. We're hoping to ramp up our public spay and neuter program, get that back up and running. We've got a new medical director, Dr. Valerie Rathbone, who's been fantastic. And yeah, we've just got lots of great ideas that we're working on implementing and turning into reality.
So tell us a little bit more about the new medical director.
Yeah, so we were super lucky in finding Dr. Valerie. She's actually local. She's lived here for, I think, just over a year. She had been doing relief work for Countryside Vet and a few other local veterinarians. And when this particular position popped up, she just was so excited about it. And she's a perfect fit. She's got experience working at the Idaho Humane Society over in Boise. And then she also worked for a high quality, high volume spay neuter organization in Austin, Texas called Emancipet. So, and ironically, I also worked there when I lived in Austin, Texas. So it was meant to be.
And what does a medical director do?
So for Saving Grace, our medical director supervises our medical staff, also provides our, at this point, she's our only veterinarian. Ideally, we're going to be in the future hiring associate veterinarians to do more basic work here in the shelter, doing surgeries and things like that, whereas she's doing surgeries now. She's overseeing all the health and well-being of all of the animals in the shelter, which can be upwards of 75 animals on any given day. So we do rounds to check in on each individual animal, make sure everyone's healthy and doing well, or if they're on medication that we can change that medication or add medication where needed. And then again, doing surgeries, whether it's spay and neuter, amputations, whatever might need to be done to make sure that an animal is ready for adoption. That is what Dr. Valerie's doing.
And that enables you to really take extra good care of the animals, because I'm guessing that not every animal shelter out there has got a staff person like that.
Yeah, we are really, really lucky to have a veterinarian on staff who's able to help us, you know, with everything from, like I said, broken legs to we had a cat who came in with an existing injury that looked like it had healed up. But when Dr. Valley was doing her spay surgery, she was able to get in there and make some adjustments to this cat's leg that have now helped her be able to walk better. So it's things like that that, like, we just are super thankful to be able to improve the lives of these animals on that level, in addition to just providing basic care for them.
Now, you mentioned the medical director. How many staff do you have these days?
I believe we are up to 19 staff members at this point. We are currently actually hiring for customer service representative part-time, also a kennel cleaning assistant part-time. So if anyone out there is interested, please email a resume to operations@savinggrace.info.
So let's talk about the animals. I understand, well, you put at the top of your notes here, kittens. Tell us about that.
Yes, it was in all capital letters because we have so many kittens, Kyle. We are just, it's typical for this time of year, but I think that because COVID kind of put a halt to spay and neuter over the past year, we are definitely seeing more kittens than we are used to seeing. We have over 100 kittens in foster care, and we have, on any given day, 40 to 50 here on site at the shelters. So we are doing a special, two kittens for $75 or one for $50. They are all spayed or neutered, vaccinated, microchipped, and ready to go home. You won't find a better deal out there. So if anyone's interested in kittens, now is the time to get your kittens.
100 in foster care and 50, that's 150 kittens.
It's a lot of kittens, Kyle. It's a lot. And there's just, it's almost like we adopt out as many come in every day. So we're always happy when we adopt out more than came in that day. And also we're super thankful to our community because those foster homes are absolutely essential to our continuing to have a 94% live release rate for cats. So we would not be able to do that without our foster homes.
So what are the foster homes, if you foster a kitten, what are you signing up for and agreeing to do?
Well, we're really good about working with your schedule and your capability and what you're, you know, comfortable with. We've got fosters who do everything from bottle babies, which is feeding them every 2 to 3 hours. We train you how to do that. Everything from them to, you know, kittens who are just slightly underweight and not quite ready to come back to the shelter, because ideally we don't want cats that are under 8 weeks old here at the shelter because they're not quite ready to go home yet. So we want to make sure that those kittens are ready to go before they hit the shelter floor or the adoption floor. And so those kittens are super easy. I mean, you keep them for a week, you know, bring them back and good to go. And then we've kind of got everything in between. You know, my favorite is the 3 to 4 week old kittens who are done bottle feeding. They're eating solid food, but they love to, they're just figuring out how to play, and they have these cute little tails and these cute little ears. And everyone says that they can't foster because they're going to keep them. But at some point, Kyle, you can't keep them. You can't keep anymore. And then you start to bring them back. And the first group that you bring back, you realize it's actually, typically it's not that hard to bring them back. You do grow to love them, but then you know that they're going to a good home.
Going to take a break. More when we come back on Inside Douglas County. Megan Graham, Executive Director of Saving Grace Pet Adoption Center. The interview, a podcast after one at 541radio.com. 1246 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248. Lars Larson on the way at 1 o'clock. On tomorrow's Inside Douglas County, in studio, Republican candidate for governor, Dr. Bob Pierce, on tomorrow's program. Bud Pierce, I knew that didn't come out right. Bud Pierce with us tomorrow, Republican candidate for governor. Megan Graham, Executive Director of Saving Grace Pet Adoption Center, on right now. Just thought of something, Megan, during the break. We, of course, have had evacuation levels ramp up in some areas with some of the fires. You guys were very involved with Archie Creek last year. Is there help available from Saving Grace, from some of these people who need to get out of their houses?
Yes, Kyle, thank you so much for bringing that up. We've been made aware by Animal Control of the Wildcat Fire has a level 3. And we are definitely open and available to help with temporary boarding for cats, dogs, and small animals. If it is livestock, then Animal Control should be called to help with that.
All right, so there's an opportunity there. And I know that was really where you began at Saving Grace, with day one being that Archie Creek fire.
Yep, it sure was. So we are, we've been working with the county to get a written plan in place for temporary boarding here at the shelter, and then also for emergency evacuation if we were to have to evacuate the shelter down to the fairgrounds. And we've got quite a bit done, and we're really excited about it, this partnership and being able to offer this temporary boarding for folks who need it. So we are definitely here and available pretty much anytime. And it's mostly best to just watch our website and our Facebook page for updates on, you know, when we're able to help and what to do in order to bring your pet in.
Now, I understand that you have some cats that came from another fire in the region.
Yeah, this was just a really heartwarming story. We had a mother and three kittens who came from Siskiyou County, the Lava Creek Fire. They had reached out to us when they became kind of overwhelmed with cats who were injured and needed some medical care. And so we agreed to take this group of cats. And the mother had really badly burned paws, and the kittens all kind of had slight burns on their paws, some burns to their ears and their whiskers. And it was very clear to our veterinarian, our new medical director, that that mama had saved all three of those kittens. And she could actually tell from the burns on the kitten's paws which order she had saved them in. And mama's paws were so badly burned that they were down to the tendon, which is super painful. So she really risked everything to save her kittens. And it was pretty cool story. And then the best part of the story was that after the post kind of that we did on it kind of went viral, a family came in and adopted Mama and all three kittens, so they all got to stay together.
Wow, that's a nice ending to get.
Yeah, we kind of thrive on those stories here at the shelter because it's so nice when something like that happens, and it's such a happy ending for such a deserving family of kittens and cats and kittens.
I suppose during the summer might be a good time to remind people about how you could help sometimes with the issue of stray animals. People, of course, are on some trips periodically, or doors get left open or whatever, and sometimes you're gone for a couple days and you think the cat's taken care of or somebody's watching the dog, but sometimes animals get away, or maybe in lightning, et cetera. What about people who do realize that their animal is missing? How can you guys help?
Sure. So, yeah, Kyle, I mean, you made a good point that, like, summertime is a really, you know, time that a lot of animals go missing. So I think first and foremost, just making sure that your pet is wearing a collar with a tag that has a current phone number and address on it. That's super helpful. And then making sure that your pet is microchipped if possible, and that the microchip information is up to date. So microchips are useless if they don't have up to date information. You can actually update for free on a website called foundanimals.org. So go on there. You can hop on there right now and just update your pet's microchip information. And that is super helpful. Ideally, when a pet is lost, they stay in the area where they were found, because typically they're not more than 5 blocks away from where they live. So bringing them to shelter is we are definitely here to help, but ideally they stay in that area, because once they're taken to the shelter, their chances of being reunited with their owners, if they're not wearing identification, if they don't have a microchip, is pretty, it's not great. I mean, at our shelter, it's actually better than most places. We reunite, I think it is close to 70% of the stray dogs that come in here to Saving Grace are reunited with their owners. But for cats, it's more like 2%. And that's a national kind of average. So cats, when they get out, if they are not wearing tags or if they don't have microchips, it's really tough to get them back to their owners. So those are the two things I would recommend first and foremost. And if they do get lost, definitely give us a call, hop on our website and fill out a lost report with a photo. And that way, if a pet matching that description comes into the shelter, we can call you.
And I know for cats, maybe in particular, sometimes some folks have trouble getting the cat to keep the collar on.
Yeah, and that's why microchips are really, really important. And that's true for dogs as well, because oftentimes, you know, if a dog's out and is out adventuring, that collar might not stay on. So the microchip is a permanent identification that, you know, without a doubt, 100% links that animal to you. So as long as you keep that information up to date, you know, theoretically, the dog or cat could be brought into the shelter. We scan it for a chip, and then we call you. You come and pick it up. Done and done. So ideally that would be what would happen if an animal is brought to the shelter.
And if you're able to keep the collar on, obviously folks have an opportunity there to try to contact the owner directly.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's really, really nice when we can just keep an animal out of the shelter altogether. Like I said, ideally the person who finds the animal takes the initiative to try to find the owner and keeps that animal in the neighborhood because, you know, like I said, usually their home is really close by. And, you know, hopefully Saving Grace is working on a microchip clinic. We're hoping to do a couple microchip clinics a year where we offer either free or really discounted microchips so that we can get more pets in our community microchipped. So stay tuned on that, but we're working on it.
Now, you've got some kind of an event this Sunday, right?
Yeah, so this Sunday, we are opening for an extra day of adoptions, and that is, you know, in part due to the fact that we have so many animals available for adoption, not only kittens, but we have a lot of adoptable dogs right now, too. We actually even have two pigs. So we had five roughly three-month-old pigs come in recently, and three of them have been adopted, and two of them are still waiting for their homes. They are... what are they? Vietnamese potbelly mixed with the Cune Cune, I think. So they are still going to be relatively large, but, you know, probably would be best as mostly outdoor pets. But they're pretty cute. So those guys are going to be available. Our Sunday event is hot dogs and cool cats. We're going to be doing a barbecue, and we're going to have adoption specials, and we're going to have some raffles and a wheel to spin for prizes and all kinds of fun stuff. That's 11 to 3.
And again, remind people before we run here, if they haven't got tickets for Paws for a Cause yet, how they do that.
Paws for a Cause is on our website, SavingGracePetAdoptionCenter.org. There's a link under events, or there's a link on the main page to purchase those. And I think we're down to about 8 or 10 tickets left. So literally, now's the time.
Megan Graham from Saving Grace Pet Adoption Center, thanks for being on this afternoon.
Thanks so much, Kyle.
1257 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening. listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN.